I'm Jasmine and I'm 9 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Jessamine. Good morning, kids commuters. Happy Monday. Welcome to a whole new week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll have a new Quizlet coming up for you in just a little bit. Here's a question for you. Where did commercials come from? Well, on November 2nd, the year 1920, the station KDKA made the nation's first commercial broadcast. And they chose that date because it was Election Day. And the power of radio was proven when people could hear the results of the Harding-Cox presidential race before they read about it in the newspaper. Spoiler alert, in case you haven't learned it in school yet, President Harding won.
We shall now broadcast the election returns. We are receiving these returns by special arrangement with the Pittsburgh Post and Sun. We'd appreciate it if anyone hearing this broadcast would communicate with us, as we are very anxious to know how far the broadcast is reaching and how it is being received.
Well, it didn't take long after the first radio stations went on the air before businesses realized, hey, we could use that power to sell stuff. And so they did. Now, eventually, television took over as the main way people got their entertainment, and TV commercials showed up as well. And nowadays, you know, I mean, we're constantly being advertised to. But anyway, there are a lot of advertising messages out there, and the creators of ads want their ads to stand out and be really noticeable. And the way to do that, a great way to do that, is to choose a great piece of music to play behind your advertising message. One piece of music that's easily recognized by a lot of people is called Palladio, and it's by composer Carl Jenkins. If I just say the word Palladio to you, you might have no idea what I'm talking about, but if you heard this little snippet, you might recognize it. In a lot of these commercials, you can barely even hear the music, really, because there are people talking over it, but the De Beers Diamond commercials were all without words. They just had writing and pictures. Basically, all of those commercials looked like this. They were in black and white, and you didn't see faces. People were only featured in silhouette, which means you only saw their shadows. So basically, you had a shadowy guy give a shadowy girl some sparkly diamonds, and then they share a shadowy smooch, and at the end, there's some kind of comment about how you should buy diamonds for people. And then the music ends on that big swelling thing at the end, but you never actually find out how the rest of that otherwise really cool piece of music goes. So we're going to hear the whole thing right now.
Thank you.
That was the first movement of Palladio by Carl Jenkins. That was written in 1995 for a string quartet. You may remember from Haydn Week, a string quartet is usually two violins, viola, and a cello. Now, that piece of music is actually about 16 minutes long with three movements in it, and it's really fun to listen to, so I recommend you give it a try. All right, kids, commuters, time now for a new Quizlet for you. All week, we will ask you this question. We'll give you some hints later in the week. If you figure out the answer, you can send it to us in a text message and we'll send you a prize pack. So here is the question. We're asking you this week to please name a flightless bird that lives mostly in cold places. What is a flightless bird that lives mostly in cold places? If you know the answer to that question, send it to us in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. Okay, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.